You might think that a country as closed and secretive as North Korea would have little interest in a cell phone network. Well, think again. Just yesterday, North Korea launched an advanced mobile phone network. It's being built by the Egyptian telecommunications company, Orascom. For now, this network will only cover the North Korean capital, Pyongyang. But Orascom says it hopes to make the cell service available to the entire population of 22 million North Koreans. That's the hope, anyway. The world's technology correspondent Clark Boyd has been following this story. Quite a coup for this Egyptian company, but it is not the first to have this idea.
Certainly not. And in fact, in the 1990s, a Thai company was invited to come into North Korea and build a cell phone network, and they did that. And there was actually some use of that network, not necessarily by ordinary North Koreans, but by military and government officials. The thing of it is that that network got shut down. There was a mysterious explosion. You may remember, Lisa, in April of 2004, a train exploded. And more than 150 people were killed. And although there's still speculation as to what happened, there is thought that perhaps the cell phone was a trigger for that explosion. The other thing, too, is that it's a classic case of something happens there and they just shut down all communications entirely with the outside world.
Well, that's one of the reasons it's kind of interesting that Kim Jong-il, who is the determiner of all these things, is allowing this Egyptian company to build a cell phone network. I guess it's a pretty advanced one, third generation. But is there any indication right now as to who will have access to it?
It's hard to say who's going to get access to this. If you go by who has access to, for example, the internet in North Korea, then you're looking at military officials, government officials, and foreigners.
Will these phones be internet accessible?
We don't know.
Text messages?
There's been no indication of what services are going to be available to North Koreans or anything like that.
Photographs, whether or not you can transmit photographs. I mean, all of this, of course, would be of great interest, I would think, to many people, average North Koreans, and certainly those trying to get information out about this very repressive regime and very closed country. I can't imagine that that Kim Jong-il would welcome the average North Korean from having any kind of cell phone access. Is it clear that the average person will be able to not only have cell phone access but even afford it?
Well, no. It's certainly not clear whether, even if they were given the opportunity, whether they could afford to buy one. Everything we hear about North Korea is telling us that it's a country, I think it's conservative to say, that's economically challenged. And I think, you know, people would not be spending their money on these sorts of things. Having said that, Orascom, this Egyptian company that's gone in and done this, has an incredible track record in tough places for building successful cell phone networks. They've gone into places like Zimbabwe, Bangladesh, Iraq. Places that maybe other companies would say, oh, I don't, you know, it's a little bit dicey going into a place like that.
You mean places with sophisticated controls.
Sophisticated controls and questionable markets for these sorts of things. Mm-hmm. And they've managed to succeed. They're a huge company.
It's going to be a challenge. It'll be very interesting to see how it works out.
Looking on, it will be very, very interesting to see, will they be able to use it to call relatives in South Korea, to make phone calls to human rights groups outside of the country and report things? I think a lot of North Korea watchers would say that that kind of thing is highly unlikely to happen.
All right. We'll be following it. You'll be following it. The World's Clark Boyd. You can find, by the way, our previous coverage of the story online at theworld.org. Thank you, Clark.
You're welcome, Lisa.